Who was that, David?
Wrong number.
You were talking a long time.
Was I?
I thought she wasn't going to phone here anymore.
Who?
You know who.
Why is it so wrong being friends with your ex-wife? Anyway, what makes you think it was her?
I'll get it. Hello? Hello? What a surprise, David. Wrong number again.
The Emerald Green Show by Lizelle Kaler. Starring Luella Gideon as Emerald Green. Episode 4, All for One.
You're going hiking? You can't be serious, David.
Oh, when I agreed, I didn't realise it would be the same week you finished the show.
Why do you always exclude me?
Oh, Emerald, you're the famous chat show queen who hasn't had time for a natter these past months. Emerald, how do you feel about coming with us?
Out of the question.
And this would be your chance to get to know Katie.
She's your daughter, that's all I need to know.
It's a good way to get fit.
Fit? You?
I need all that fresh air and sea breeze. Don't forget my poor heart.
What about your poor necks?
Experienced climbers know how to be careful.
And you're experienced?
We all have to start somewhere. And I'll certainly have all the right gear.
That's another thing. Those ghastly boots. What if someone saw me?
Oh, someone like who? I mean, Emerald, that's the whole idea of going. Get away from people, everything.
I may just be Emerald to you, David, but out there I'm a national celebrity.
Well, those cliffs can be quite steep. We'll easily see off any autograph hunters.
Thanks for the offer, but I'll stay at home.
By yourself?
I have got friends. I'll call a few. Might even go clubbing.
Clubbing?
I met you at a club.
That was different.
Very different. You were the only statue on the dance floor.
Well, I was there under duress. And my back was playing up.
Your legs even more.
Okay, I can't dance. So what? Legs weren't made for the Latin shuffle. They were made for nice, brisk walks.
Oh, we're on to that again.
So I haven't persuaded you?
Nope.
Not even convinced you?
If I'm going anywhere, it's abroad. One of those expensive holidays your wife got so used to.
Who wants to be locked away in some sterile five-star environment surrounded by guffawing, sunburnt, middle-aged farts around some pool bar talking about good old Blighty?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, fine. You've made your decision. I'll take the high road and you boogie on down with your friends.
Victor? I just wanted to apologise for the confusion of... Oh, sorry.
So, you heard about the call, Tristram. Globe Broadcast rang me up.
I'm very sorry. I had no idea that...
So that's where you get to in the daytime.
I didn't realise I'd ask for references now. I thought they'd wait until after the show.
Have you no faith in the Emerald Green Show?
Oh, yes, yes, but you've got to have a fallback.
You've also got to have conviction.
Victor!
Emerald! Have you heard that your little man's thinking of jumping ship?
Tristram, you traitor. How could you?
Oh, he's so desperate to work with wild animals. If he was offered a job filming plastic hippos in a theme park, I reckon he'd take it.
Oh, do you know of one going?
Out of here, Tristram.
I'm going, Victor. Thank you very much for sticking up for me in there. No one would ever know that the lady herself is also planning to abandon her own show.
We've all got to move on, Tristram.
Which is exactly what I'm trying to do. Why did you divert that call from Globe through to Victor?
Did I? I don't remember doing that.
Interest in me is flooding in. You're just jealous I'll be an ex-Cablevox employee before you.
Tristram, Emerald Green is on her way. I'm the one who's had the high-profile camera coverage. Who's going to remember some tiny producer credit at the end of a long list of other names, mine being on the very top?
I don't hear the phones ringing and the hordes crying out for Emerald.
That's because I have something you don't. Time. And when it comes, I'll be sitting on the highest branch, cherry-picking exactly what suits me.
Ooh, you're so cruel.
Quite indeterminate here, man. Where's the energy? Where's the buzz in this place? This is the last show. We should be looking to make it outspring Jerry Springer.
Oh, Tanisha, you couldn't pop this very promising application form in the post, could you?
Oh, another one. Still chasing that wild goose then, Tristram?
She's right. Isn't it about time you started looking for a proper job?
As a matter of fact, I've got an interview all lined up with a production company filming a nature series in Derbyshire.
You didn't say.
I may have a very large trumpet, Emerald, but I don't always choose to blow it.
Now, what's this film about?
It's an intense study of the mating habits of field mice.
Only one tiny step away from that Kenyan wildlife safari then, Tristram.
Obviously I'll turn that one down. There are a couple more big ones that I'd rather not talk about just yet. What about you?
Right, we ready for that meeting now?
Damn, I forgot. I've got a photo shoot in half an hour with a very prestigious Bond Street photographer. Do you think you two could manage the brainstorm sifting together?
Oh, you carry on, Emerald. We'll see if we can manage.
Ciao.
I wish some people would be a bit more committed around here.
Ready?
Actually, Tanisha, I was hoping to have an early lunch, pop into town and meet a few contacts. You couldn't manage on your own, could you?
Not you as well.
You know, Emerald and I, we've been watching you closely, Tanisha, and we think it's time we gave you a leg up the promotion ladder.
And all this time I didn't even know there was one.
It's a bit of a responsibility, but we've decided to leave you in charge of the brainstorm list.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad you're not daunted.
Seeing as it was only my brains that went into it. Go on, Tristram.
Just choose a topic that excites you. Maybe some time. If Victor asks, you know nothing.
I never do when it comes to you two.
Tanisha, you're a star.
Someone's got to be around here.
I'll check you later.
You're right, Tristram.
If he thinks I'm going to listen to him drone on about how he talks to animals...
I'm on your way back to the office, darling.
I just don't understand it. Every shoot I go to, all the photographers fawn over me, say I look fabulous. So why won't anyone take me on?
You know, I'm really getting into the idea of this holiday.
Not one television company has responded to my glowing references. I even wrote them myself to guarantee results. And nothing.
This National Trust guy again this morning, I'm just plotting our route.
Tristram has had millions of people interested in him. Who's interested in me?
Yeah, I'm going off the idea of buying a tent. Maybe I should hire a caravan.
David, what am I going to do?
What do you think?
Pardon?
Well, hire or buy? Caravan or tent?
Oh, I give up.
Yeah, see you later.
David! Lunch for two! How did you know I was coming home?
Lunch?
French bread. What's this? Oh, asparagus and garlic butter. And I bet you've got my favourite cheesecake in the fridge.
Oh, Emerald, there's something I need to explain.
David, you're the only person who makes me feel good about myself these days.
Hadn't you better be off?
I haven't even started.
Won't you be late for work?
Didn't you hear me? I'm taking time off.
Well, actually, Emerald, if you wouldn't mind, I'm expecting someone.
Oh? Who is it? Katie?
An old acquaintance I bumped into on the high street.
Oh, David, put him off. I really need to talk to you.
I can't. She's on her way.
She?
She was a client at my last job.
Why is she coming here?
Oh, yeah, we thought we'd catch up on old times.
So you weren't thinking of me?
No. Oh, well, I mean, yes, of course. No.
So, this is what you do while I'm hard at work.
Well, it wasn't planned.
What's she like?
My age.
Well, why didn't you say?
Now, before I forget, here.
What's this?
Well, open it.
A bracelet. Oh, David, it's beautiful. When did you buy it?
Today.
Today? Why? Was it before or after you bumped into this geriatric lady from your past?
Why does that matter?
My mother was right about you.
What?
I'm just some pretty little thing to drape over your arm. You don't take me seriously at all. Well, you know what you can do with your little piece of junk.
Oh, Emerald, darling, you shouldn't have. Oh, let me help you.
Mum?
Have another clear out of your wardrobe. Some nice old clothes for my designer reels.
I don't have old clothes. Everything's new, everything's expensive, and everything's in very good taste.
Well, whatever. It's gratefully received.
Mum, can't you see? I'm very upset.
What's he done?
I've moved out.
Oh, praise be.
It's not funny, Mum. He invites some woman round to our flat, cooks her lunch and not me, and then,
Then he has the cheek to give me a present.
I always said he was an animal.
And he knows I'm going through a terrible time.
Oh, poor darling. 2 failed marriages behind him already. I've told you he's not to be trusted.
I need to teach him a lesson.
You must.
Is it all right if I stay with you for a few days?
Emerald, don't be silly.
I can't go back there.
Especially not after a few days. I expect you to move in till he moves out.
I've only got 2 suitcases.
Well, won't that do?
Mum, I may be homeless, but that's no reason for me to drop my standards.
Emerald?
David?
Eunice, what are you doing here?
Emerald said you'd be out.
She had no right giving you those keys.
I'm not happy playing go-between, so just let me get on with my errand and make my way out.
What do you want?
She's forgotten her large makeup mirror.
Couldn't she come and get it herself?
What an innocent. Emerald leaves home with 1 side of a wardrobe, and you haven't worked out she's left you?
I just didn't think she meant it. Tell her, when she's ready to come home and stop behaving like a child, I'll be waiting.
I'm not here to pass on messages. Now, do I have to stand in this corridor, or can I come and get that mirror?
I'll bring it round later.
Well, you don't have to do that. I'll struggle with it in my bag.
David?
I don't believe it.
Eunice, no, it's not what...
Your keys, David. I have a feeling Emerald won't be wanting them.
Oh, no.
Okay, everybody pull up a chair. This is important.
We thought you were on the golf course.
There are more important things in life, Tristan.
There are?
Where's Emerald?
And
where's all the paperwork on this show? Reports, files, correspondence? How come there is nothing in my in-tray?
But Victor, you never said that you...
Never mind what I've said in the past. Now pay attention to the flip chart. Results, results, results. Let me hear you say that.
Results, results, results.
Results.
Good. That's our new corporate mantra.
New? But we're at the end of the series, Victor.
All the more reason. This sounds good. Commit, commit, commit. That's mantra number 2, Tristram.
Oh, I came as soon as I heard. What's this all about?
Exactly what I'm about to ask you. What's this last show about? And I hope you're going to say, sex, sex, sex. Sex.
Is that number 3?
Exactly.
Well, that's what we've been waiting to hear all this time, Victor.
You've certainly been giving the organisation a thorough going over.
Too right. If there's one thing that sells in the States, it's sex and scandal. I hope this last show contains enough to satisfy all our interested parties out there.
Why are we scandalising the Americans? This is a British show, Victor.
We'll come to that. Now, back to this week's topic. What's the show about?
Tristram? Tanisha?
Ah, Tanisha. Never one to let us down. Care to enlighten us?
We're doing a show on friendship.
Are we talking provocative here?
Well, what I'm looking at is something that's going to give us the raw deal, you know? You know, get some feathers flying. Friends who used to be friends and now they can't stand each other. You know, betrayal, vengeance, all of that. Simple things.
I like it.
Of course, I'll explain the topic fully after this meeting, Victor.
Well, I'm counting on you all to make this show a success. You got that?
Oh, loud and clear, Victor, but has something happened recently? You seem to be...
On the ball? Okay, I'll come clean. Cablevox is offering me a promotion. An opportunity to head up a new division in L.A.
L.A.?
New division?
Naturally, my first thought was for you guys. I'm trying to sell you to my boss out there.
In what way sell?
I'm not sure at the moment, but if we pull off a final show that knocks the others out of the water, we're in business.
I don't understand. What, you're getting us a squeeze in America?
The full implications aren't yet clear, even to me, Tanisha, but they're sending over reps to see the final recording. And as I've sold Emerald Green big time, it better be hot.
But what about this second series? I mean, you're saying you're leaving before we get it.
Tanisha, it's come as a shock to me, too. Never mind the wife. She's only got to G on her Great Britain tourist guide. She'll never forgive me if we miss Harrods. Still, we must count our blessings.
Well, do you think they'll send someone over to take your place?
I wouldn't worry your head over the details, Tanisha. It'll all work itself out. Now, you're all dismissed.
Victor, have you got a minute?
Or 2?
Tanisha, do you think we could have some coffee in here?
Yeah, all right, Emerald.
Tanisha.
Yes?
Remember, suck it to me.
Victor, L.A.
This new division.
How would you see the possibilities for an Emerald Green in the States?
Or a producer such as myself. If you recall our little chat about nature programmes, I hear the Everglades is an ideal location for wildlife filming.
You're both interested in the States?
Isn't everyone?
Then remember what I said. Results, results, results.
That's right, Victor. Commit, commit, commit.
Sex, sex, sex. Coming up, Victor. We've really got to get our heads together on this one, Emerald.
Of course. Emerald Green's got to be bigger, better, brighter.
We'll need an ace researcher and double quick.
You've got Tanisha. Use her.
We're talking high calibre, Victor. Tanisha isn't anywhere near the league, I'm thinking. We could poach a Kilroy. What do you think?
Tristram's right, Victor. We'll need an enhanced budget if I'm going to look the best I've ever been.
Well, that's something we don't have. The bottom line is we use Tanisha because she doesn't cost us a penny. That's why she's here. That's her USP.
USP. Remind me what that means again.
Unique selling point, friend.
Tanisha.
Is this some joke bringing me here?
I never joke about good food, Tanisha, especially in a place like this, one of the best restaurants in London.
I'm impressed, Victor. Never been anywhere where I can't read the menu.
I'll read it for you.
That's okay. I'll have a go myself.
Now, I know you're worried about the show, but you shouldn't be. Let me tell you, Emerald Green is gonna run and run.
Oh.
What?
Oh, sorry. Just trying to read this menu.
Oh, as I was saying, if you really want to stay in television, I've got contacts all over the globe. I could give you a pretty good reference.
Wow! Rainbow trout. What's that like?
Well, it's kind of...
slimy?
Tanisha, don't be mad. What can I do to make it up to
it's
you?
It's too late for that. You're bogus, Victor. All this time I've worked for you for no money. But I didn't mind. I thought when at least you showed me respect, I thought you were different. But you're just a user. I'm just gutted that I fell for it.
I like it when you talk street, Tanisha.
Is that all I am to this show? A bit of street cred? Well, that's cool, Victor, because I know where I'm going.
Tanisha!
That's my hand you're touching.
You're part of the team, Tanisha. You give the show integrity, identity. You're like a piece of the final jigsaw that fits neatly into place.
Well, watch yourself, because there's a big hole in it now.
I want you, Tanisha. I need you.
What for? I can't give you sex, 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 Victor.
Okay, Tanisha. Sit down. Let's talk business.
Yeah, after we talk paycheck. Emerald? How many people are you inviting to this rap party?
Party? So, we have something to celebrate, Tanisha. You would certainly know. I heard you went for a meal with Victor. How was it?
Ah, not my kind of place, really. I like my meat cooked.
Did you drink out of a straw?
What?
You must have done a lot of sucking up to get what you wanted.
No, you're out of order, Emerald. Excuse me.
That was a clever little blackmail trick threatening to leave the show. I must try that sometime.
Look, get out my way.
You'll have to have more conversation than that if you want to take my show.
You're on your way out, Emerald. What would I want with your show?
Good, because it's me those Americans are going to see on that floor.
You're no easy ride, but believe me, I'm not your enemy.
So what did you want from Victor?
Whatever it was, I've got it, right? And if you want to know, you should get your own straws. A box of them, seeing as you're so desperate.
You don't fool me. I knew exactly what you were the minute you walked in here. Shy Tanisha, Miss Virtue, Miss Morality, and all the time after the same thing as everyone else.
And don't it make you sick, eh? I end up being the only one to get it.
Victor's not taking you to America?
Well, I was trying not to upset you, but seeing as you're upsetting yourself...
You little bitch!
And if you don't mind, I've got a show to run.
This is sabotage! How does Victor expect me to front a show after this?
Emerald.
What are you doing here?
Well, I renewed my membership.
Oh, you're despicable.
Oh, Emerald, please.
If you don't mind, I come here for peace and exercise, not to be stalked by some adulterous ex-boyfriend.
Oh, look, this is silly, Emerald. I haven't done anything.
I'll pass on to my mother that you called her a liar.
No, I'm just saying she misread the situation.
So that wasn't your ex-wife making herself very comfortable in our flat?
Oh, it's just typical of your mother leaping to wild conclusions. Look, it was all very innocent. We were discussing Katie's trip, rearranging it.
David, go away and suffer your midlife crisis out of my sight.
Is this you or your mother speaking?
We speak as one.
Oh, fine. Well, enjoy playing Miss Superior, Miss TV Queen. But remember, after this week, it's back to plain old Emerald.
And you'll still be a pathetic man who can only pretend to lift weights.
Who's pretending? Look at this. Ow!
Oh, David, are you all right?
It's my leg. Oh, give it a rub.
Which one?
Well, that one. My dancing leg.
You haven't got a... Oh, you are...
Oh, will you kiss it better? Oh, come in, Eunice.
I've brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Found what you're looking for?
I thought I'd left it here, but obviously I was wrong.
What was it?
Oh, just some little thing. Oh, I wouldn't do that, David.
What?
Orange will be the death of your complexion.
Oh, but it's the only with it thing I've got.
Orange jacket, black trousers... Fine, if you want to look like a Belisha Beacon.
No, oh, I give up. It's like trying to second-guess what's inside the Millennium Dome.
As I always say to Emerald, just be yourself.
Well, that's not her advice to me. I mean, somehow I've got to transform myself from sensible financial consultant to hip and trendy music promoter.
It doesn't sound like you at all.
No, it's not. It's Tanisha's boyfriend. Apparently that's my competition for the night. How does Emerald expect me to match someone like that? For a start, when she said this do was a rap party, I imagine breakdancing around the buffet table. But then I find out it's rap with a W, a sort of media end-of-series thing.
I know. I'll be there.
Oh, will you?
I've decided to go, after all. Disappointed?
No.
Well, frankly, I'm surprised you even opened the door to me. David, it seems I owe you an apology.
How many years are we going back?
No, it was wrong of me to jump to conclusions. There. That's my apology over.
Hang on. You don't get away with it that easily.
I thought not.
This pile of clothes. I need professional help. Your, sartorial guidance?
Oh, David, I'm glad you think my judgment's
worth... No, the main reason, Eunice, is Emerald. If she thinks I got it wrong, you get the blame.
Tam, I need your help. I've invited a couple of people to see the show.
And?
Well, make sure you greet them and they're well looked after. They're prospective future employers.
Names, and what do they look like?
Well, I've never actually met them. I just sent out a blitz of letters.
That's brilliant, Tristram.
I knew I could rely on you.
I don't see anyone around here who fits a trustworthy description.
Oh, come on, you two. It's the last show. Forgive and forget. Tanisha?
That's up to her.
Emerald?
Forget everything I've done for this little minx. I don't think so.
Tanisha, I'm sorry. Oh.
Now, don't take it personally, Tanisha. She doesn't mean it.
I don't know what I've ever done to her.
It's really a competition, I expect. She's never been very good at sharing. My fault. I should have said no more often.
Did you ever say it at all?
Not really.
But she's mad to think anyone could compete with Emerald Green.
Don't underestimate yourself. If you weren't a serious match for Emerald, that green-eyed monster wouldn't be surfacing behind those contacts. Oh, dear. I don't think I was meant to say that.
Everyone knows those green eyes are fakes, Mrs. McLeod, trust me. I mean, the only person who doesn't know is Emerald.
Oh, look! First she tries to move in on Victor, now it's my mother.
Emerald.
Tanisha, some mineral water, my throat's dry. Run along.
You're only trying it because your mother's here.
Then go.
Why are you so rude?
Don't worry, I've got her used to it.
Sometimes I'm so ashamed of you. You give that oaf David such an easy ride, then you take everything out on this poor little child.
That poor little child is nothing but a two-faced opportunist.
Now, you're not really serious about America.
Mother, I'm serious about the surface of the moon, if that's where my destiny takes me. My future's completely dried up here.
Here's the water, and you can stop taking it out on me, because you're not the only one who's out on their ear.
This is called How to Impress Emerald's Mother. We all fell for this sort of thing in the beginning. She's obviously still collecting victims.
And what will you do in America, Tanisha?
Mum, whose side are you on?
I expect you'll find it a very different experience working with Victor in his own environment.
I wouldn't know, Mrs. McLeod.
Oh, the lies!
Emerald.
She's trying to push me out.
That's what you want to believe, Emerald.
You really must learn to trust people, Emerald.
So you're saying...
You're the one doing the talking.
Well, Emerald.
Emerald, you're on in 5 minutes.
Oh, impeccably timed, Tristram.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the current series of the Emerald Green Show. I'd like to say thank you to two very special people, my producer Tristram and my assistant Tanisha. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. But you know, I'd also like to say a big thank you to you, the viewers and the studio audience. You've made this show and you've made me, Emerald Green. You've been my friends. You've been the people I've been able to talk to and to listen to. You've shown me that it's okay to be me. And I know now that I'm a strong person. And that whether or not I'm a chat show queen or a shop assistant, I'm still special. Still important. So, if you see me on the street, don't be afraid. Come up to me and say, "Hi, Emerald."
We love you, Emerald!
Emerald, I'm waiting for you to compliment me on what I'm wearing.
David, you're here to make small talk, but not to me. Mingle, mingle, mingle!
Right.
Emerald. That was a powerful end to a great series. David tells me that he's taking you away for a little break. You deserve it.
I wouldn't call it little, Victor. Not the kind of money David's spending. 5-star luxury all the way.
Great rap party, Tanisha.
Going well, isn't it? Shame about all your mates not turning up.
I'm hardly mates, so they can't be bothered to respond to a privileged invite.
You say you'd like me to meet these people?
Emerald, they'd like to meet you.
Really?
They've even offered an all-expenses-paid trip to L.A. Real shame about your holiday. I'll let them know that you're not available.
No, no, no need, Victor. My arrangements aren't firmed up.
Oh, good.
David, darling?
Yes?
Did I tell you? You look wonderful. That fuchsia waistcoat. You put Tanisha's boyfriend in the shade.
Oh, thanks.
Why don't we find a quiet place to talk?